Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And, of course, as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep our country free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there behind the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our great bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your checks and whatnot today, and also the suicide jockeys that are out there hauling the gas and the diesel. Gasoline did go up to $4.02 a gallon out the door at the refinery as of late yesterday. That's the highest it's been ever in many, many years, period. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, at Captain's America, and you can find us on Truth Social, Donald Trump's website, at Captain's America. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, yep, founderscode.com, it's Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this is too long to even get into, but we will mention that for the third time, the Texas Department of Public Safety provided a devastating timeline on the Uvalde school massacre and had to change some things around because what they thought was actually taking place didn't take place in the time frame allowed. It's longer than what they thought it was. And I hate to say this. I don't want to say anything bad about the police, but I really believe the incident commander and some of the local police realized that they botched this, and they were trying to literally cover their butts because they really made a story up here.
Well, the other thing, too, is people are getting interviewed, and there's a lot of them, as comparisons are made to people's location, to the 911 calls, to the teachers, to the students, a lot of other dynamics come, or facts come out, and then you start overlaying them on top of each other, the picture begins to look a lot very differently, you know. And here we are, we're in an immediate news cycle, and we want the answers immediately, and people are out there trying to give them, and all of a sudden, is things, you know, they keep saying the investigation continues. We start seeing a very different view of all of this. So, you know, it's always good to, you don't have to be the first one out there. You just have to be the first one out there that's accurate. And, you know, you've got different branches and different forms of law enforcement, too. You know,
right.
You've got the school resource officers. You've got the sheriff's department. You've got the police department. You've got BORTAC. You've got all of these, and now you've got the FBI. You may even have, others. So
ATF is involved, too.
Yeah, so this is a situation where all we can do before passing judgment, and we tend to want to pass judgment immediately because we're all so sad, somewhere between angry and sad that this happened. I get that. And we want somebody to blame. Well, in this case, it might be somebody's. It might be plural. I mean, if this teacher, if that turns out to be accurate, and it seems to be that the teacher opened the door, she'll never have a day of peace left in her life.
Nope.
Therein lies yet another kind of victim in all of this is the decision that she made, and she left the door open apparently to go get a cell phone.
Right.
But then, what about the steps leading up to? I mean, who failed this kid? The parents, the family, the community? I mean, they knew that he essentially dropped out of school.
Right.
Social media, he was posting all kinds of crazy stuff on social media, really telling people what he was going to do.
Yes.
So who failed there? You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's obvious. It's like a perfect storm here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And caller, hang on. We're coming up on a hard break here. We'll be back to you. You'll be number one when we get back. I'll pick the phone up here during the break. But all of this that you're saying is absolutely true. But the incident commander blew it because he thought that this was a hostage situation.
Well, and so there may have been something going on that led him to believe that. We don't know. I mean, I don't think any law enforcement would purposely make a bad decision.
I wouldn't either.
Would make the wrong decision.
Hate to think that.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. And, of course, even Governor Abbott said that there were some wrong decisions made. And we heard from a couple of other law enforcement people said the same thing. Okay, hold that thought. We're going to break, and we'll be right back with Denise Simon and our caller, too. Don't go anywhere. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Memorial Day weekend, and it's all about all gave some, and some gave all. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, thank you very much. Tried to play one thing and it wouldn't play, so I went to the old backup. All right. My conversation with Denise Simon continues here in a minute after I tell you that this segment is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance, and Geico's been saving people money for over 85 years. They currently happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or RV. You can get all that over there, too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together with your automobile insurance, and you will save a boatload of money. So, check them out online, Geico, GEICO.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got Bagabbin Bob on the line, and he's got something here. So, Bagabbin Bob, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. Anyway, I've seen an article on the Internet about movies, this Top Gun Maverick. And I think this is the type of movie that we need more of to be fixed. And according to the article, they said it was pretty close to what the reality of it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need some good, entertaining movies that both accentuate the service the military gives and also that are entertaining, too, and that do not present so many radical values. And the second mm-hmm. thing, I think, as far as the school shooting goes, is that we need more like the Israeli model of the schools where they have controlled access points.
Yep.
And that the schools the schools somewhat, to somewhat degree, resemble prisons. In other words, it's hard to break in, and it's harder to break out, I guess. Maybe not so much.
No, they can get out. Yeah, they can get out, but it's hard to get in.
Mm-hmm. Hard to get in, and I think they need to have school officers that are at all the access, at the access points, maybe, or at least reduce the number of access points to where it's more manageable, have cameras, and have, just like you have a store, they'll have one door to get into an enclosed area and then the other door to go through to the regular school. And that's what I think, Captain.
All right, thank you, Backgammon Bob. Okay, Denise, have at it.
Well, I don't know that I'm not going to really add anything to that. I mean, I understand. I don't like it, but I understand why we have to have cameras and security guards and access points and locked doors and so forth and so on. But, you know, now we're hearing because of this one particular door that was locked to this classroom, they had to go back to the janitor and find the master key.
Right.
So therein lies, you know, so there's an additional timeline here. You know, we have to, you know, things that we do may have some good outcomes, but there also may be some other consequences. So, we've got to go back to the prevention of all of this. You know, how do we prevent these kinds of things? And, you know, a gun doesn't shoot itself.
Nope.
A car doesn't drive itself.
Nope.
A knife doesn't stab itself by itself. So, you can put all these laws in trying to keep bad guys from getting weapons, but I would argue the bad guys already have them.
Sure. Sure. Now, the National Rifle Association began its 2022 annual meeting yesterday in Houston. And 3 days, this was 3 days after the gunman killed the 19 elementary students in Uvalde, Texas. And, of course, former President Donald Trump was there. Senator Ted Cruz was there. A number of people that were going to speak didn't speak there. I guess Governor Greg Abbott was there on video, not in person. But the Houston mayor spoke up. His name is Sylvester Turner. And he said the NRA had refused to postpone the event until after the victims' funerals, that they were going to hold it as normal. And, of course, then we had the teachers across the street making a bunch of noise. Beto O'Rourke was there. And he once again flipped his stance on taking your AR-15s and said, yes, we're going to take your AR-15s. He's been back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on this issue for several years.
The left and the Biden administration continues to blame the gun lobby.
Right.
And I would argue that you can blame the gun lobby all you want, but it's false witness here in this particular situation.
That's right.
This kid that buys these two long guns had to fill out a form.
Yep.
And he did a background check.
Yep.
But he lied, didn't he?
Yep. Did. Yes, he did.
Okay, so there's a problem there. He lied. So then they say, okay, well, that's the reason we want people to wait 3 days. All right. In this particular case, if you waited 3 days, he still would have done it. It still would have fit the timeline.
Correct.
So, we can try all these things. If somebody is bound and determined to kill, then you can't legislate against that.
Right. And they're also going to find a way to get the guns. Now,
the bad guys have them already.
Well, in the...
Go ahead.
In the aftermath of this week's rampage, I don't know if you've watched this or not, but gun sales are way over the top again as is ammunition. And as was reported by the Second Amendment Foundation yesterday, they said that President Joe Biden and his Democratic colleagues in Congress have only themselves to blame for all of this.
You know, we go through this with every terrifying, horrible incident.
Yep.
Tragedy.
Yep.
But we keep having these tragedies.
Yep.
And, you know, everybody says, well, it's different this time, it's different this time. Well, we said that after Sandy Hook. We said that after Parkland. We said that after Columbine. You know, we forget things like, what was it, Virginia Tech? Is that what it was?
Correct.
So what's in common here? And I would argue that all of the clues that something was going to happen were out there.
They were.
You know, a couple of years ago now, I did a full 8-hour ride along with a Pinellas sheriff's lieutenant. And I had all kinds of questions for him as we were going on all these calls and riding around and showing up at incidences. And fascinatingly enough, at least our sheriff's department had, you know, kind of a social media sub-department.
Yes.
And all they did was monitor social media as best they could and to follow, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of things. But are they going to miss something? Sure they are, because they're not on virtually every channel that's out there. They may not have WhatsApp. They may not have Telegram, or even if they do, all the accounts or the Facebook direct messages,
right.
or group messages, or, you know, I mean, we can't catch it all. But there, I would argue in this particular case of this Uvalde shooter, all the indications were already there, and nobody outside of social media, or including social media, reported this kid. Look at the failures that we had at this Cruz kid at the Parkland shooting.
Right. Yep. Those signs were everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yep. 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 All right. Well, here comes the music. And caller, if you want to hang on, I'll get to you in a minute. But there comes the music. We will let you go and tell you that we will see you later today in my travels back and forth to Newport Richey. But have yourself a great morning. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go there, check out all the different things that she has to offer, and you'll know what we know when she knows it. How's that?
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travel is underway. Most people are choosing to drive this Memorial Day weekend, and today will be the busiest day for traffic. for those taking to the skies. At least one airline is bracing for disruptions. Not only is Delta offering waivers due to weather, but it's also cutting more flights. This as the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.60 a gallon across the country. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair saying that price is not deterring people from driving.
Folks are wanting to get out and do something, and I think that's why, despite record high gasoline prices, $4.60 per gallon nationwide, we've never seen that price before. That's why folks are getting out and doing things.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive, and, of course, Moss Acura. Now, go over to mossnissan.com and take a look at what they have to offer. They've got several dealerships around the area and a brand-new one coming in Brooksville. It's going to be a state-of-the-art store. Wait till you see this one. Holy smokes. I was in it a couple weeks ago, and they're moving right along rapidly. They'll have it open probably around the first week of July, maybe a little bit sooner if everything works the way it's supposed to. And, again, find out more about them by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. You'll find out all great things that go on there, especially the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, all church pastors get a great deal offered to them for their service to our country. Now, you also can go over there and get the Moss Care that comes with all the vehicles, whether it's certified pre-owned or whether it's brand new, which is oil changes for the life of the vehicle, tire rotations too, and that'll give you many, many, many miles of carefree motoring. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And I will be up there today at Newport Richey, 19 and 54, from noon to 3, for a great family cook-off and fun and games with the game truck that'll be there, the television, the whole nine yards. So hope to see you there. All right, before we go to our military news segment, we're going to go over here to Sarasota, and we have a call from Mikey in Sarasota. So go right ahead, Mikey. You had something on your mind.
How do you do, Captain?
Yeah, there's three things, and they're facts, and you'd have to search around on the internet to find them, but they're there in multiple ways. I came across them over the years since I was 3 years old. I'm 76 now, and I read a lot. So here, and I'm interested in everything. So here we go. The first is a fact from a guy that teaches police departments everywhere. He says 40% of all cops are sociopaths. So these guys want to go out and beat on people. They're meanies, and they become cops because they're meanies, and they want control over people, and they're sick. Second thing is only 1 in 20 cops in their entire careers ever fire their weapon in anger or at a suspect. So they're not used to shooting people. They have to go to the range every day or every week or whatever the regulation is, but they're not accustomed to firefights. The third thing is that every day before they're released to duty, the sergeant tells them to be safe out there. What's the message? What's the true message? Don't take risk. Don't run into the building. Run out. Remember the guy in Parkland?
Mm-hmm.
He stood outside the door, and he wouldn't go in because he had two retirement. And that's the other thing. They put the retiree coming up, the short-timer. They put him at the school resource so he can just slide on out of the department with his pension. So they would have to take the cream of the crop. It's very few guys that will run into a firefight. You know this as a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably one in 10, maybe 10 in your entire career who desire to run in there to help people. The rest have to be forced by order, your order, mm-hmm. to get their butt in there and do some work, because it's tough to risk your life. It's extremely tough.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this in combat many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out, if you study the Congressional Medal of Honor winners, it turns out it's some pimply little guy that never says boo that wins the Congressional Medal of Honor, because for some unknown reason, he jumps up, runs forward, and jumps on that grenade to save his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
It has happened over and over since the Civil War. So that's what I got to say. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Two words, by the way, in the Congressional Medal of Honor: Hacksaw Ridge.
Yes.
That was the classic example of what you're talking about. Okay, Mikey, thanks.
I agree.
Thanks very much. Okay, that's Mikey in Sarasota, and if you folks want to call up and mention something about that, the number is 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600, or we do have the chat room open, and I do have my message board open on my email here. You can go over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com and send us a direct message there. It usually comes to me fairly directly. Sometimes it doesn't, but I usually get it fairly directly, so there you go. All right, well, due to the fact it is Memorial Day weekend, there are a number of problems, folks, going on right now with the VA. It was brought to my attention here this week, and I'm not going to mention the facility, but I can tell you that I did get a hold of the local director and sent him the email that was sent to me by a veteran having a problem. But the Veterans Affairs Asset and Infrastructure Review Commission has only 8 months left to finalize its report on the fate of hundreds of department hospital and clinic closures across the country. And they're having a problem right now trying to figure out what it is they're going to do due to a missing nominee. They're short a person called a decision maker. So where this is going to go, I don't know. But in the meantime, some people are being transferred out of where they've been getting care, let's say in Poughkeepsie, New York, and now they have to go to Saranac Lake, New York, just for one example. Or I'll mention Florida. Maybe they were getting treatments in Ocala, Florida, or I'm sorry, not Ocala, Gainesville, Florida, and now they have to come down to St. Petersburg or perhaps further up the line in Town and Country, Florida, or maybe they got to go through Orlando. but they're being moved around for different things because different programs are being shut down as we speak. So this makes it tough on the veteran because a lot of these veterans, they have to ride in a bus or do whatever because maybe they're by themselves or maybe they have a wife and they're elderly getting along. They can't travel from point A to B like they used to be able to. And maybe it's too expensive. I mean, let's talk about gasoline for a minute. You know, $6 a gallon gasoline is not far away when it costs $4.02 a gallon today going out the door at the refinery. Now, that is without the taxes on this end, and it's without the transportation to get it there. You add all that together, and that's another 50 or 60 cents a gallon, usually. And now what do you got? You got gasoline that the dealers are going to mark up to $4.70, $4.75 a gallon, something like that, maybe even $5, because they'll get whatever the market can bear. But that's what's happening. So we need to pay close attention on this Memorial Day weekend to what is happening to the veterans and the care the veterans get. Now, there's a group called Concerned Veterans for America, and I'm very familiar with them, and I'm also in touch with them on a regular basis, Concerned Veterans for America. And if you're not a member, it's free to join. Free to join. You should join it and become a member of the group. Now, let me give you the website. It's CV, that's Charlie Victor, the number 4, A for Alpha, .org. CV4A.org. ConcernedVeteransForAmerica.org. CV4A.org is the website. You can go over there, take a look at what they have to offer, join them, go to the different meetings and things that they have when they have them. It's all about helping today's military veteran. Whether you served today, last week, the year before, whatever. So keep that in mind. They'll be able to help you out. I know they will. They've helped a lot of friends of mine from the Vietnam era, from World War II era, from the Korea era, as well as Afghanistan and Iraq. Doesn't matter. They've helped a lot of people out. And by the way, I want to say good morning to Jimmy and good morning to John, a couple of members of CV4A. And, of course, I've also got Rick, our friendly retired LAPD cop living up in the Carolinas right now, who's also working for Concerned Veterans for America. He went up there and took over the state up there after being in charge down here. Real nice guy, real get in touch and talk to them. They're happy to help you out any way they can. That's what they're all about. Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to do a final segment here of the program. And I'm going to dedicate this final segment to a couple of things that I do every year at this time at Memorial Day. And proud to be able to do it and be part of it. But I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between...
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y, protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's Memorial Day. We're doing things a little bit differently this morning here, but we are going to play a tribute called The Last Monday in May in a second here. But I'm going to tell you, first of all, that National Aviation Academy is going to bring you this segment. We had Bo in here the other day. Bo and I talked about this, and it's something that they wanted to do, and I really thank them for it because it's something that you're going to want to hear, and it has a lot of meaning to it. Now, you want to check out National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Remember, they have two campuses to serve you, to train you, to become an aviation maintenance tech. You can go to Clearwater, Florida, here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, or you can go to Concord, Mass., right outside the great big city of Boston. And the phone number to call to schedule a tour is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And without further ado, I'm going to play this short clip. It's only 4 minutes long, but it's done by Ward Davis, and it's called The Last Monday in May. Give this a listen.
I took a musket ball in Chancellorsville.
I went down and I lie here still. Underneath a cross of stone, the world has turned and time's moved on. There are seasons when it seems that everyone's forgotten me. Till the last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here entombed. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves on the last Monday in May. I fought on a distant shore in the war to end all wars. World War One turned into two, Argonne into Peleliu. It's hard to rest so far from home. One day a year I'm not alone. The last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, they come and decorate my grave, but only bones lie here in tune. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves on the last Monday in May. From the jungles of Vietnam to the mountains of Afghanistan, and whatever wars are yet to be, we'll fight to keep our country free. My chopper went down in Iraq. One more week and I'd have made it back. Now my war and battle's done. I rest in peace in Arlington. My wife is here most days with me. Won't you come and keep us company? The last Monday in May, when all the springtime flowers bloom, please help her decorate my grave, but only bones lie here in tune. My spirit flies as high as old glory waves. Remember all of us sacrifice we made on the last Monday in May. The last Monday in May.
That is Ward Davis, and that's called The Last Monday in May. Now, I came across that totally by accident. One of my veterans groups sent that to me from somewhere around the country, and I apologize for not remembering exactly where it came from, but I will tell you that it was something that I wasn't able to play last year because I didn't have it last year, but I've got it now, and I definitely played it for everybody today because this is just something that had to be done. Again, Memorial Day is a day that only comes around once a year. And a lot of people still don't understand it. They still don't get it. It's not about anybody that you'll see marching around today wearing a military cap or wearing an overseas cap that says American Legion or VFW or AMVETS or whatever it says. That's not what it's about. It's about the people that didn't come home. And we remember them. And I remember three guys every year at this time that are still POW MIA to this day, I have no idea what happened to them. Maybe someday we will. But we still got about 500 POW MIAs that are missing. We don't know what happened to them. We do know we didn't get them all back. We do know that when it came time in Vietnam and they were negotiating them, and Kissinger and Nixon and a whole bunch there, they did not come back. Because the deal was Vietnam wanted to rebuild their country, and they were holding back half of the POW MIAs until we gave them money to rebuild Vietnam, and it just didn't happen, and it became what it became. But anyway, it is what it is. It's a very reverent day to a lot of people for a lot of reasons. So if you get a chance, stop by one of the military cemeteries or just pull up in front of a military statue somewhere and just stop and think about things for a second. Think about where you might have been had it not been for these brave people that gave it all. Now, I'm going to play one last little thing here, and this will epitomize the entire day. I don't need to explain anything. Here it is. God bless America, everybody. Remember, all gave some, but some gave all. This is their day. This is what we remember. So when you see that American flag somewhere along the line, remember why you're seeing it. And it's time that America had a great awakening, and we remembered what made this country great to begin with. The time has come. And we're here, and I hope that you're with us, because we aren't going anywhere. We got a country to save. All right, I'll be back bright and early Monday morning, 2 a.m., with the crew. It'll be a great weekend, I'm sure, for most of you. Enjoy the picnics and whatever, but remember what you're doing it for. And I will see you Monday morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's all about America, folks. All about America. America first. We honor those that serve our country to keep us free and safe. God bless America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.